reforming the nation's farm labor system and blocking farmland sales to foreign adversaries. I'm Greg Allen. This is Hoosier Ag Today. With the Farm Bill now clearing the House and heading to the Senate, Republicans are already turning their focus to the next major battle on Capitol Hill, reforming the nation's farm labor system. C.J. Miller has more.
The H-2A visa program is very clumsy, very hard to comply with, and really encourages people not to follow the law.
And that's Indiana Congressman Mark Mesmer, who also serves on the House Agriculture Committee. He also represents southwestern Indiana, a region known for its turkey and dairy farms, along with sizable watermelon and pumpkin production. Many of those farms are heavily reliant on an immigrant workforce.
If you're a livestock operator, you need year-round labor, not just seasonal labor. Now, the folks who grow melons and produce in my district, which is a huge part of my district, they need the seasonal workers. But, you know, the dairy operators, the turkeys, the chickens, I mean, if you're in livestock operation, you need year-round help, and the H-2A visa program is not really fit to deliver that. So we do need to revise it. We need to streamline it. We need to make it easier to get the workers that the farmers need, because you just can't get American citizens, you know, to do that kind of work. And if the migrant workers are willing to do it, it's key to get that done.
Mesmer says the changes made late last year by the U.S. Department of Labor to the adverse effect wage rate, also known as the minimum wage for farm workers, delivered major relief to farmers in his district.
They set the wage rate off surveys. Well, Indiana was about the only state complying with the survey responses. And so their adverse effect wage rate was $4 an hour higher than Kentucky. Well, that pushed a lot of that farm labor across the border and negatively impacted farmers in my district. And worked with the Department of Labor and USDA when I got in office last year. And they got rid of the survey process, and it netted out a $6 an hour drop for farm labor in Indiana, which is a huge win, a 35% reduction in their cost of operation.
House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson says a public release of the draft language for an ag labor reform bill is expected soon, followed by a 3 to 4 week period for the public to review the draft and provide final comments and recommendations. The legislation will fall under the jurisdiction of Chairman Jim Jordan and the Judiciary Committee. I'm C.J. Miller.